As human beings, we love to idolize things and people. As a matter of fact, if you've been watching TV, there's actually a show that's called American Idols, right? Or any country that adapted it, then would be the name of the country first, then idols, right? We idolize human beings, and that's exactly what happened in the first reading today, right? Well, when St. Paul and St. Barnabas did all these miraculous healing, they try to idolize them, just like the pagan gods, right? But Paul and Barnabas had the humility, said, no, don't praise me. I'm not God. I'm not a deity. I'm his instrument, right? I'm here to testify against the falsehood so that I can lead you toward conversion and change of heart. If it's happened now, I wonder how many of our celebrities and influential people have the humility to say that. They would say, look at me, I am the saver, I save America, or I save you, or I have done this and that. Look at how many jobs have been made through me, or look at the economy and what I have done. Praise me, praise what I have done. St. Paul and St. Barnabas had the humility to say, look, I'm not God. Praise God in everything that you do and turn back to him. This is the message of conversion. One of my spiritual directors told me that the greatest idol that we have to give up is the idolization of ourselves. And that's hard. And as we begin this week, and as we get closer and closer to the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will hear more gospel reading talking about the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, the love of the Father and the Son, being sent forth to bring into fulfillment what Jesus had begun inside each and every one of us. The Holy Spirit is at work now in a communal way through the church to continue to guide her, continue to help her, continue to also manifest his will through her so that she can seek the kingdom of God and be the bridesmaid, the signs of God present here and now for this world. And he's also is at work in our very own life in a personal way to help us listen to the truth. And we can only listen to the truth when we humble ourselves and allow the love of the Father and the Son to lead us and guide us. Not my will be done, O Lord, but your will. Help me to love you always. So as we get closer and closer to the ascension of the Lord, let us ask ourselves this then. Are we opening our lives up so that the power and working of the Holy Spirit is present in us, so that he take over us, so that we can discern and seek his will in humbling our lives and allow God to be our everything, our center, our foundation, and ultimately our joy?